Hi everybody, this is Daddy speaking to you from Hong Kong on the 14th of February, Wednesday the 14th of February, just about tea time, although in fact I've missed my tea because I've been out for the day, and this is what I'm going to start off by describing my day up visiting the Chinese border. Well, I left here at a little before midday today in a helicopter, a very small helicopter, the sort that you used to see on TV in the Whirlybirds, you know, just a goldfish bowl with a small egg beater on top. And away we went across the water to Kowloon, and over the rooftops there was a lot of low cloud about, so we hopped up and down the valleys between the hills and over the top of the hills, and eventually about half an hour later landed at a command post about 3 miles from the border. I had lunch there, and then I set off in a Land Rover. There were two Land Rovers because they always send them out in twos, and everyone was carrying guns loaded with live ammunition, and away we went to the border. You can't normally get within a mile of the border unless you have a special pass, but I was able to go right through and right up to the border. The first place we went to was a village called Chateau Coq, where the border runs right through the middle of the village, and where there has been a lot of trouble. There were riots there last year, and it was not very long ago that your mummy may remember reading in the newspapers that a police inspector was pulled across the border. Well, we had a good look round there, going round the trenches and climbing through buildings and climbing onto the roofs of buildings and having a look at the Chinese communists the other side. I must say I got used to it after a while, but it was a bit unnerving. The first time I stood on top of a roof with a Chinese machine gun about 20 or 30 yards away pointing at my middle. But it was all very, very interesting, and after we'd had a look round Chateau Coq, we then drove right along the border, along a narrow road. It wasn't wide enough for two vehicles to pass except at parking places, and in places the barbed wire of the border ran right along the edge of the road. And this was very desolate country, very hilly country. We went for about 5 or 6 miles without seeing anyone on our side apart from odd police outposts on top of the hills. But we drove along, and all the Chinese guards in their concrete pillboxes watched us as we went along. And then we eventually came down to a much bigger police post, and having stopped there and had another look across the other side through binoculars, then we came back down through the restricted zone and back to the place where we'd set off from. And although I've described this very quickly, in fact it was not until about 4 o'clock that we got back to the command post. And just as we got back, a helicopter dropped in this side, this time a whirlwind. David will know what a whirlwind helicopter is like, and this whirlwind brought me back and landed me on the flight deck of the ship. I took some photographs when I was up at the border. Whether they will come out or not, I don't know. Most of them were taken through the windscreen of the Land Rover as we bounced along this very narrow and winding road. I did manage to take a few in Chateau Coq and another couple in Taco Ling, but it's not a good thing to just stand there pointing a camera at a Chinese soldier the other side, because they don't like people looking at them through binoculars, and they don't like people pointing cameras at them, and they tend to be a bit trigger happy. And as I didn't want to come home with a lot of holes through me, I thought I'd better not try to take too many photographs. The soldiers up at the border were the same soldiers that we had on board a few days ago. I must say, I think they were probably more comfortable in some ways on board than up at the border, because some of them were sleeping in trenches, and some of them were sleeping on concrete floors in disused buildings, and altogether it's not a very comfortable duty. When we were in Chateau Coq, one of the buildings that we were standing next to was the police post, where about 11 police were killed last year when there was a big riot and machine guns opened up, and you can see all the machine gun marks all over the building and all the other buildings around. And one building we went into had got holes in it where a bomb had been thrown into it not so long ago. Tomorrow morning I'm off, or the ship is off, at 10 o'clock in the morning to Singapore, and this tape will be leaving the ship just before we go. Today, I say, is the 14th, and this morning I had a letter from Mummy. I expect it will be the last one before we get to Singapore, which was posted at 5:30 p.m. on the 11th. So that is really very, very good indeed. 2.5 days to get to me. I was sorry to hear that you'd been ill with an upset tummy, Jane, as well as the other tummy, and I do hope you're feeling a little bit better now. I'm glad to hear that young Bugs Bunny is back at school again. I hope you all enjoyed having Auntie Elaine staying with you for the weekend. I'm sure Mummy did, because it must have been a bit of a change to have some company in the evenings. Just before making this tape, I went down to the tank deck, because there were some traders on board spreading their wares out on the deck to sell. And at that time, having just got out of the whirlwind, I was so deaf, because it's a very noisy chopper, that I didn't think I'd be able to hear myself speak to make a recording for a while. And I went down there and got two very nice embroidered silk cushion covers. Mummy will probably say that they don't go with any of the colourings in the lounge, but I'll send them home just in case they manage to fit in. Also, while I was down there, I bought some coloured slides, some sets of coloured slides, which were quite cheap, to supplement all the photographs I've been taking myself. One is a set of photographs of the new territories. I explained to you the other day what the new territories were. And the other is a set of photographs of people of various sorts in and around Hong Kong and the new territories. Well, I think that's about all the news I've got for all of you. I'm hoping to have a letter soon from David and Jane, and even a little letter from John. And I'm also hoping, John, don't forget, to hear a story read to you from your Magic Roundabout book. You won't forget to read it to me, will you? Well, that's all for now then, kids. I'll be making another tape and posting it off when we get to Hong Kong, which will mean that it will reach you about a week after this one. Until then, be very good, won't you, and help Mummy. Bye for now. Bye. Hello, darling. Well, there's not much tape left on this side, so I'll turn over and start what little news I have got for you on the other side. Turning over now, my darling.